All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And list the podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shachlech from the Intlakemch Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkana, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have a lot of guests in the house today. We have Lady Fahima. We have the president of Minnetonka Park Association,
Hello.
Cilia. We have Crowbar up there. And we have our brother, Wegedesk. Right on. Aww. Thanks for making it.
What a pleasure. Eagle Nation, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So we have a wonderful, awesome show coming up for you guys on this wonderful, beautiful, sunny day. And we have a subject, and it's about healing time. And we have some music coming from Rotterdam, Netherlands, Massa. We have Skamold from Iceland. We have Axel Thesloff. We have Nick Frey. And we have all our guests that are going to be with us here in the studio, which is Wegedesk, the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Cilia, Lady Fahima. Kanovar is actually going to be coming in too.
Awesome.
And introducing our song from Iceland.
Beautiful.
So, yeah. So, stay tuned, everyone. And we're going to start off with an energizing song from Massa. And it's dedicated to sexy Mr. Doom. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll get on with the show.
Sexy Mr. Doom.
Yeah, here he comes. Better watch out.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. That was Massa, Sexy Mr. Doom. Pretty powerful bass and instrumental music. And man, I loved it. So anyways, we're going to carry on with the show and we're going to get this show started right. And we're going to ask our brother Wegedesk to please and thank you go through some deep breaths for us.
Yes.
Absolutely. Let's do it, guys. Let's give our bodies all the oxygen that it can get for the next three deep breaths and really relax the body. Ease, grace, health, prosperity. Think about all those things as we breathe in. Let's go. And full exhale. Yeah, real release, full release all the way out. And then all the way in again. Yeah, I love that release too. And if you sigh, it's good. It's like a diesel engine letting off some steam. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. And they say if you could do 12 of those, you'll kind of cleanse your spiritual palate. But those three right there, thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah. So thank powerful. You. I really enjoy getting that oxygen into my brain and lungs and full of life.
Totally. Absolutely.
It's so special to have our brother come on live and share that with us.
Thank you. Yeah, I arrived safe from the island. Thank you, God, for the protection and the guidance, you know, and thank you all for being here. Everybody in the studio, listening at home, at the, you know, at the university here, this is a real special spot for
Absolutely, for sure it is. And yeah, we have our subject today is on healing time. And would love to start off with you, Wegedesk. How do you feel about that?
Absolutely. Healing time, man. It's almost like a trigger topic in a sense. You know, it reminds me to deep breathe. And that brings me back to the present where we are secure and safe. And, you know, that is healing
for me. Presence.
Yeah, to feel the goodness in the world. Because usually healing time comes from us experiencing things that are not the heavenly experience that I have faith that we live in. And so deep inside of me, I'm always trying to imagine and impose heaven on our world. You know, just imagine us all peaceful and healthy and beautiful. And I think all time that we spend is healing time.
Beautiful.
To be honest with you, you know, I think that's what we're kind of here to do, especially at this time of the season in the Mayan long count calendar system, or the days and nights of Brahma in another religion. But that's another topic entirely, right?
Now you've got me interested in that radio.
Yeah, you guys will have to do your own research on that. That's all. That's the occult stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So
that's for sure. That's a good one for sure.
And how about you, Chief? How about you? What's what comes to mind with healing time for you?
For me, it's like what I'm doing right now. Like when I'm here in the studio and I'm with everybody and it's just a time where I find I get a lot of strength and growth and learning, and all these play a big part in me healing. And so when I come and I speak to each one of you and listen to you and get to get some feedback, especially through our music and stuff, it's just a special time, and it really brings that positive energy to me that helps me heal up for whatever issues that have been going through the week or just in general. And it's just a great time to spend here with some really fabulous people here. We have Magnus out there, Carnivar, which we need to get him into our program right now.
And I'll grab him right now.
Sure. Yeah. And all the rest of the crew out there.
This is all you. You're the star.
Thank you, Wegedesk.
Yeah. So when I'm here with everybody, you know, with Jesse's always here too, and
beautiful
Juju will come sometimes, and
wonderful.
Some of our other volunteers here show up occasionally, mm-hmm. and it's always a great time, and the mood is always upbeat. We have other volunteers coming in too and joining us, and it's just a special time, and it's my healing time.
Beautiful. So, that is beautiful.
Yeah, so I'd like to share my healing time with everybody out there.
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming and joining us, and so we're going to carry on with the show, because we know that Conrad is also busy too.
Yeah,
so very busy day today.
Yeah, so he's got a really great song coming up from Iceland.
Yes,
and could you explain it to
us? Absolutely. This is an album that came across my desk, as a lot of music does. Anywhere from 200 to 300 albums a week comes from record labels, artists, industry, all sorts of stuff. Some people even just come by the station and drop off a CD and say, hey, listen to this. But a lot of cool stuff from around the world gets sent to me digitally, and one item from Iceland piqued my interest, because I know you like heavy music there, Hoinge.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan too. I like that hard rock. I like a good guitar riff. And this is, let me see if I can say it right, Skalmuld, and the track is Urthur, and I'd have to look up the lyrics. I don't know them off the top of my head, but the guitar riff is what caught me. And so this is, and one thing I really have found interesting, and there's a really cool program that I would definitely recommend for listeners of Free Voices to check out, another program here on CGSF called Scream Therapy. And it talks about the healing power of punk music, because punk music is fairly kind of aggressive, in-your-face style of music. But one of our hosts, Jason Schurz, has written a book all about the healing power of music. And I find that to be very true. For me, it's classical music. I that's what I've been studying and continue to perform in for over 20 years now. And I love classical music the same way that people love electronic music, same people love heavy metal. Some people like jazz and pop, that kind of thing. So they find their healing through music. And that's something I can definitely recommend. And it's interesting, you have to take time to heal. And everybody's time is on a different scale.
Yes.
So telling someone that they can heal right away, it's not really understanding.
Right.
And that may be weeks for some, it may be years for some. And some things might not fully heal, they might just lessen the pain a little bit.
Yeah.
So for the most part, healing is unique and it's individual. And I think that's where a lot of
beautiful
connection
point.
With music can be, because music has many different facets. Same thing with healing. Healing has many different opportunities for growth, as well as environments and what it looks like.
Wonderful.
Wow, that's so special and very intuitive. And we thank you for putting the time in and finding this music. It's always an awesome time whenever you bring some of your music in.
Absolutely. I'm definitely looking forward to some of our shows coming up. Hopefully we'll get some original music.
Yes.
Show. I know we've done that. Yeah, we've done that a couple of times, so it's nice to be able to feature a mix. That's what's great about the station. It's all about independent and underrepresented music.
Beautiful.
Okay, lovely. So we thank you so much for coming in, joining us, and
always a pleasure.
Yeah, and explaining some of it and putting your input into it. It's always great to get your perspective on.
It's always
on
nice
some of
to,
our subjects.
Always nice to be here on Free Voices.
Thank you. So
all right,
you.
We'll leave you with that. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks
so much.
Ciao.
Yeah, bye for now.
Awesome.
Okay, stay tuned. This is Skalmuld and their song Urdor. And this is from Iceland. So have a listen. Enjoy, everyone.
Yeah.
right. That was Skálmold, and that was from Iceland, and that was
a banger.
A gift from Carnivar. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Introducing us to some scream therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope some people got out of their chairs, and if they had any school stress, and got some release there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. That would be definitely worth headbanging to and jumping around the room and joining the mosh pit, as totally. We just were talking about. Yeah, so that was pretty awesome music out of Iceland. And we were just talking about some scream therapy and just ways of healing, I guess, in a way, because that's what our program is about, or the subject of today is on healing time. So would like to get some input and would like to hear from our president, Celia.
Thank you. Thanks. To continue with part of what you were saying, you didn't use these words, and it might be similar, but you were talking about the connection and the feedback and the sharing that happens in our group up here as part of your healing. And for me, service and purpose are really big part of my healing process, and also life stage, like legacy and that type of thing, because I'm not 20, and usually the older you get, the more legacy becomes important. But so for me, service and purpose really helps with the healing. Mm-hmm. As well, and it can, but it's a time and a pace. So what Carnivar was saying, where different aspects of healing are not only individual, but also the pacing can be different for different types of parts that are asking for that healing and growth.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know that cliche, time heals all wounds? Mm. I say cliche. There's a big grain of truth in there. But I also think that if it's just left unattended to, at all, like completely unattended to, it's not necessarily true. And in fact, sometimes it can reinforce whatever wound or
for sure.
or
hold you
hurt
back in life.
Happen, because if I'm looking through the eyes of that wound, I'm going to see more of evidence of that and experience more of that in my life. So, you know, my big thing would be that really listening, because there's so many different ways that we can have a healing experience.
Yes.
So there's so many different ways. It can be music, and I really love that Carnivar brought that up, because it brought up great memories for me when I was young, and I was actually using it as a way to express when there were certain things I wasn't really allowed to express. So it was kind of a sneaky way of expressing and having permission, because it's like, well, I'm just singing. You know, I'm just singing. It's not me. It's just me singing and expressing.
You're not crying.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the Janis Joplin song a long time ago that we played Move
Cry,
Over.
Crybaby.
And where she screams in that first, I don't know how long that scream is, but she screams. Yeah. I could do that really well. And it felt so good.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't me. But it wasn't me. So I couldn't get in trouble. I couldn't get in trouble, right? Like, no one was going to say, stop that. Or, you know what I mean? Well, they could. But, you know, it was under the guise of this artistic, creative thing.
Yeah.
So it's just so interesting. And just so many layers and depths to healing. And I love it as part of our, I think you were mentioning it earlier, Wegadesk, where part of our, you don't know if you use the word evolution, but that evolutionary path, if we continue, there's layers and depths to it, and it's so rich.
Mm.
Yes.
And then it can often become, it can become our gift to connect with others in the world in different ways once we've got the gold from the healing process.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really
love that.
Yeah, I really like how you tied that in with Janis Joplin, Crybaby.
Crybaby.
Because, you know, it reminds me of my favorite song, which is Anesthesia, Pulling Teeth. And that was all about, like, dentist torturing me.
Yes.
And yet when I listen to that song, it kind of like puts my brain back together and calms me down, especially when I'm going through another traumatic event or something.
Yeah.
Once I put that music on, it just starts calming me right down, even though it's like reminding me of
But it's almost like, is it almost like almost acknowledging what you went through in some way? Is that what it is, you think?
I'm not sure why, because I didn't, it took me a long time to put that together.
Oh, interesting.
Because I didn't even know.
Like, interesting, eh?
I didn't pick that particular song to be, oh, no, this is going to be my
favorite. Your unconscious knew,
yeah,
right? Your intuition and unconscious.
It was after
like
about 10 years of downloading music. Mm-hmm. And, wow, you know, when we were going through all the download phases, we had those MP3 players and CDs and whatever, and we were downloading and putting it onto discs and whatever, even our phones. And I found that every single time the first song was Anesthesia.
Wow, that's so interesting. Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got to the point where I realized that's my number one song. I can't live without it. And so I would suggest to everyone to, like, you know, search yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Trauma. Mm-hmm.
Search yourself.
Trauma, yeah. Transformation, yeah. To beneficiary. That's
absolutely
the process that just I really, like, advocate, yeah, for.
Just like Darth Vader, search inside yourself. Mm-hmm. And awesome. you'll find a lot of truth. Mm-hmm. And a lot of healing too.
Yes.
So so I guess we're gonna have to carry on with our show, and we're gonna get on close to getting to Shkwait Shachlach.
Mm-hmm.
So before that, we're going to play his favorite song. And just before that, we'll be right back after this message.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my God, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
Okay, we're back, and we're going to get on with the show. We're going to get to the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach, and we're going to play his song from Axel Thetzlaff and his song called Cry. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll get to Shkwait. Thank you, everybody. Enjoy.